5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with the Famous, the All Fresno podcast brought to you by,
I don't know, nobody.
Nobody.
We're not sponsored yet.
The Fresno culture.
Brought to you by Fresno. With you always is Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Yo, yo.
And me, Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee, or vice versa. However you like to refer to me.
Famous Whitewater.
However, whatever you want.
That's what
do.
The old Fresno internets know
right.
you as.
And we are here to talk about all things Fresno. So that that could be politics. It could be pop culture. It could be music, and it, most likely it's all of those
things. Retail.
Oh, yeah, retail. We always talk
politics.
About
politics. Did you say politics?
Yeah, I said politics. So, let's jump right in. And we're back after, we always do like a short hiatus.
Yeah, to keep ourselves fresh,
right.
We need to do hiatuses.
We can't.
It's better than quitting.
Right.
Because some podcasts are like, oh, we just can't keep it together.
Right.
Screw it.
So, yeah.
No, we're like, we're going to keep
doing
it.
We're
going
to keep doing it. Just
if we have to miss a week, we got to miss
right.
a week.
So those of you who have sent in mad emails.
Those none about, of you that.
about missing our show. Where's yep. your. Here
like
it
we've
is.
Said before, it's best if you just subscribe.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it until it comes up,
right.
pops up as a new show.
And you'll be
show.
So excited.
You're like, yay,
what
I forgot about those
what
guys.
Is this? What are they talking about this week?
Fresno,
let me tell you.
Fresno.
Fulton Mall.
Oh, holy crap, the Fulton Mall.
Every time we have to talk about the Fulton Mall. And this time it really
this
makes
legit,
sense.
Legit, yo.
Because the Fulton Mall turns 50.
50!
On Monday. So on the 1st of September... 1964, Fulton Mall.
You couldn't
open.
Cars illegal.
Right.
Illegal to go down there with your car.
And it was beautiful. And,
and
it was
people that walked rejoiced.
Urban renewal at its 1960 greatest.
Greatest. Made news.
It was like
National Retail News.
It was like people, it was a utopia
mm-hmm.
there. On the clean.
Clean.
There
clean.
Were trams.
Super clean. Like Disney-esque trams.
It was yes. It was like
Disneyland.
Downtown Disney.
Yep.
Here in Fresno.
Right.
Fountains.
Right.
Blue water.
Art.
The cleanest, bluest water you've
oh,
ever seen.
Hella blue, dude.
Greenery.
Oh,
so much.
Like,
it was,
like new greenery.
It
like
was,
fresh greenery.
It was an urban... paradise.
Yep.
Downtown Fresno.
Woolworths was pumping.
I was not alive at that time. So
well, I remember Woolworths.
Well,
what's that mean?
I mean, I know Woolworths, but my question is, I how long did that last?
Yeah. I
how
would,
long was the sheen?
Yeah.
How long was it before like the sheen wore off and then it was like, oh, no one can go.
I can
was
remember
it a decade?
Yeah.
Three,
well, cause, like,
4 decades?
The fashion fair opened like that same year, wasn't it? Roughly, like, around the
well,
like
yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they start. I can't remember the timeline, but it was very
close. Or it was Manchester that opened
right.
that year, and then
I know
fashion
yeah,
fair.
I.
But one of the either it was either Manchester or fashion right. fair opened that same time, which
around,
was like
right.
it was like ironically
death,
the
death
beginning
now.
Of the death beginning right. of the death right. of the Fulton Mall right. happened at the same time
and
it was born.
The opening. Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I know that there was a concerted effort when they were putting in the mall that this was going to be.
We're going to reverse the sprawl.
The core of down, right. Like, this was going to be the core of downtown, and that was sort of the mantra at the time. And had that been the case, I think we would still be in a really awesome, like, Fresno would be so
yes.
badass right now.
And we wouldn't even be right. thinking about pulling
right.
out the full mall
right.
because we wouldn't be spread out to
right.
freaking
Madera.
Yeah.
Or
to Madera yeah. and Sanger yeah. and Toll House.
Right. And So I think there was like a promise, and we've talked about this before. You know, people talk about like, oh, the Fulton Mall, like it didn't work or it failed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like the Fulton Mall never even got a chance. I mean, it never had a chance to fail or not fail. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was just set up to fail.
If it failed, it failed because we didn't stop.
Right, right.
Stop the border.
Right.
We didn't go like, all right, this is far enough.
So now it's 50 years on.
Mm-hmm. I can remember, though, a little kid. Uh-huh. My sense of the Fulton Mall as a little kid when Woolworths was still operating. And
why is Woolworths the store?
This is Woolworths. Okay, that was the best, dude.
All right.
As a kid, this was like the Target of the day.
All right, all right.
And I just remember it like...
Still being
the cool place. Oh, yeah. Man. Now we're talking about Shields. Yeah. I just remember it being like still nice and like friendly,
right,
cool place.
Okay.
To go like it was relevant.
Right. And you were how old now?
Well, I'm older, right. But I was like, you know, 5, right, okay. 6, 7, 8 then.
So this would have been in the
in the 1920s.
In the late 80s? I mean, in the early 80s or late 70s?
Late 70s.
Late 70s, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But, okay, I mean, yeah, so let's say...
It was... I can vaguely remember Fulton Mall being relevant, like a factor in the retail.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it was until, you know... When did Gotchalks leave? Do we have any idea? When?
Yeah,
because I think that was
the 80s.
That was probably a big down
early 80s or something. Yeah. So.
But here we are, 50 years on, and the Fulton Mall, while it's not as relevant as it once was, mm-hmm. it's still talked about all the time.
Yeah, it's still,
you know, and we still have people who and for those who don't know. There is a lot of debate happening now about whether or not it should be opened back up to cars. So essentially, you know, should the Fulton Mall return to Fulton Street?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. It will be turned into Fulton Street. I mean, that's what's happening. But there's lots of people who don't think, who think it shouldn't. And these people, I don't think
Rebel Rousers.
I don't think they go to the Fulton Mall. Like, I mean, I think they see it as like this, you know, this like thing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Roding family that lives in San Francisco, but goes, don't expand the zoo.
Don't expand the zoo into our park.
But us Fresnans want the zoo expanded. No, we don't want that. Okay. Where do you live? San Francisco. Shut the hell up.
It's much like that. I really do kind of feel like if you haven't been on the mall in 2-3 years, you know, just be quiet. I mean, no, really, because look, it obviously doesn't really affect you
one way
or another, because if it did, you would be there. So mm-hmm. just be quiet. Let whatever happen.
Let it happen.
Right.
Let it happen.
So there it is. 50 years.
Congratulations. I don't care what happens out at Copper and Armstrong.
Right, no, I don't care.
You want to tear out something at Copper and Armstrong?
Burn it down?
Do it. I don't care.
Right.
I don't go out there.
Right.
I don't have any need for Copper and Armstrong.
Right.
But
man, that is a way. I'm just thinking.
It's way out there, but it's in town now.
No, I understand. Yeah. No, it's exactly right. I have a friend who...
I guess it's in Clovis, but still.
I have a friend who lives like at Ashland and Temperance or someplace out there in that area, you know, that new... And,
yeah, East Clovis or East Fresno.
I don't know if it's Clovis or Fresno.
East of the... Yeah, because it's kind of... There's Fresno out there and there's Clovis. East of the airport.
Right, yeah. And east of everything.
Yeah.
East of Clovis Avenue.
Right, right.
And...
like Clovis Lakes.
To me, it's like a whole. That's a whole other world.
There's like I was out there working out there. It's crazy out there, like, because I remember Clovis Lakes as being like just way.
It was in the middle of nowhere.
Another town, middle of nowhere. Yeah. And then the other day, I was out there working, not thinking about it, you know, I was in neighborhoods and blah, blah, blah. And I drove past Clovis Lakes and I was like, well, what?
You're like, what
the hell did I just do?
This is not where Clovis Lakes
is. I'm still in town.
Yeah. I remember me and my dad used to go to, I think it's called the Fresno Gun Club. Uh-huh. Fresno Gun Range. I don't know. It's up north past Table Mountain. And I remember when I was, you know, so I was 13, 14, 15, whatever, in high school, we would go up and go shooting, you know, at the range. And I remember at the time it was like, oh, it took forever to get there. And then I recently, for some reason, drove by there and it was like, I don't know, 5 minutes outside of town or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well,
no, it's right here.
Never mind then. So... I don't know what the point of all that was, other than to say Fulton Mall, 50 years.
Fulton Mall, Sprawl, Fresno, Sprawl, Fulton Mall, 50 years old.
Right. Speaking of Sprawl.
And it may be gone one day, maybe not. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's officially, it's on the docket as being gone, but we'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, once they start jackhammering. So, I mean, they are doing pre-planning, so I think it is happening. Speaking of Sprawl and city councils that are...
What have they done now?
Not forward-thinking.
Tricksters done now?
So, I believe last time, did we talk about how the Fresno County Supervisors voted to...
we did. Said that no.
They recanted their support of the high speed rail.
They did support high speed rail, and then they went... We need to vote no for some reason.
For something. So recently, all right, guys.
Fine.
The
Thanks.
Fresno City Council decided
Fresno.
that it would reject $1 million in grants that would have paid for a master plan showing how downtown can get the biggest boost from the bullet train. Right. So, and this is, I really love this. This is the greatest, George Hostetter writing in the Fresno Bee about this story. Here's the lead.
I think G Hoss does it right, because half the time I'm like, George, you're crazy. What the hell are you doing? And then the other half of the time, this guy's a freaking genius.
Right.
So like, I am on both sides. So he's probably doing his job right.
The Fresno City Council has decided the best way to plan for high-speed rail is to assume the train will never get here.
That's the plan. That's a damn
really
good first line.
Sums it up perfectly. So they rejected, we were up for $1 million in grants, and what it would do was it would pay for a study that would kind of show us or develop a plan that would allow us to get the most from the high-speed rail station.
Right.
Because we will have a high-speed rail station when high-speed rail gets through.
We may not get the maintenance yard,
right.
Freaking county supervisors.
But, yeah.
But we're having a station. We can't avoid that.
And so it's this weird thing in the story that George Hostetter writes is like... they tried to play it off as like, well, we're worried about water. We can't deal with the high-speed rail station right now because everyone's worried about water.
What?
Yeah.
We think the toilets are going to get used too much?
And then Oliver Baines was like the only one that was making any sense, and he says... we have the capacity to deal with more than one thing at a time. You know, it's like, yes, you should be able to deal with lots of things.
Oh, that's the reason. It's like, we've got this wire thing on. We can't vote for about high speed rail. We've got no rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I do think that like this is again one of those things where, we do not have leadership. We do not. Our leadership is not forward thinking in the least bit.
Oh no!
And it's the reason that we have all the problems that we have, and it's the reason that we have problems with water and problems with any of the problems that you want to put on Fresno. I believe can be like traced back to the fact that our leadership is never forward thinking. We're always like treading water or trying to solve some stupid problem that could have been solved if we had been forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think that we'll probably end up in a situation where we get the high-speed rail and we do a bunch of... Or we'll probably end up spending three times as much money figuring out how to use the rail station when it finally comes through yeah. than we would have if we had just paid the... Like, taken... Paid them and not, not even paid, taken the $1 million...
Oh, my gosh.
...and done it in the first place. That's my... my anyway.
Gosh, you're so stupid.
Yeah. So, you know... And it's another kind of, I think, hit to high-speed rail in terms of, like, here's another bunch of people saying high-speed rail. We shouldn't have high-speed rail. And again...
It's like, they're, the no on the high, like, the sky is falling. No on high-speed rail people are, like, creating the problems that they were worried about would happen.
Right.
Like... Yeah, you know, initially you're like, oh, there's going to be too many roadblocks. There's going to be, there's not going to be enough support, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't do it. You're like, nah, I think it'll be okay. We're going to go ahead and do it. But then they just, now that, and everything was cool, but then now they're like creating the problem that they were worried about.
Right, right.
The problem they were worried about having is they are the problem. And they're like, no, wait. There's got to be something wrong with this.
Right.
We've got to say no to it because there's probably something wrong. Like, actually, you guys are the ones that are causing,
right,
causing all the shit.
Problem, yeah.
It's so, like, just monitor it and make it better. Like, if there's an issue, tackle that issue and make it better. Right. Don't just say, no, we don't want to deal with any of it.
And it's that's the same thing that I think, you know, we talked about last time about the county supervisors, you know.
Yeah,
it's always like no.
It sounds like we might have to like do some work and stuff. No, let's just not do that. I'm gonna go home and you know.
That's
I'm
something gonna, that's gonna happen you know. 3 years from now.
That's just I can't fathom 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Fresno.
Right. What else? What else has been?
It's
happening?
Like it's just a guy. It's just a guy with his hand on his head, like slumped over a little bit, going.
That should be our flag.
Man, what the fuck? What are we gonna do?
Man, it has there been anything even remotely like good and fun that's happened?
I don't know.
In the past, however long.
Dude, what? I don't know if this is good or fun because it's kind of sprawly, but it's at least it's a lot that's that needs to be developed for something. That Fresno 40 lot, that famous lot over across Catty Corner to Woodward Park.
Right.
Yeah, it's finally going to get developed. All approved, and they're going to start building here. And they're going to have a building up by
skyscraper?
next summer. No, not that one. That's a different one. By I think it's the Zinkins too something. But,
cool.
It's going to be retail, office, and a little bit of residential.
Well, there you go. What kind of residential?
Like condos or something. Well, like little condos wedged in a corner.
That's I'll move there.
Yeah, right. In 20 years, maybe you will. Like, I want a northeast Fresno condo. Right. Damn it.
Yeah.
But it's that Fresno 40. It's like
a new downtown.
Yeah, that's the new downtown. Yeah. So I mean, it's a lot that's been there forever since Woodward Park has been there. That lot's been there pretty much. So it's like, you know, all right, you can't just leave it a field that you till every year.
That's
it's technically infill.
It probably is technically infill. The way that they're trying to
It's just like. They already said there's some shops signed on, and like one's a sporting goods store, and it's like really, there's already REI over there. There's already another
sporting goods store.
A
Big Five. It's
Big Five.
It opens there.
But it's like it's some national chain I have not heard of before. I think it's from Utah.
Okay,
but it
makes sense.
That was the only name they announced, I think. They haven't announced any other names, but I think there'll be a restaurant and there'll be some other retail. It's just going to be another big box kind of slot. But
there you go.
But I don't know. So that's the retail news.
Retail news.
Is there a new restaurant you've been to at all?
New restaurant I've been to.
There's a. Have you been to a new breakfast place on
Yes.
Venice?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Is it any good?
Breakfast Hut.
Is across from the old Liberty Theater.
It's across from the Liberty Theater. It used to be the cereal place.
Right, that cereal bowl cereal, place. I guess that didn't work out.
Yeah. And, you know, it was fine. I mean, it wasn't
Review?
Bad.
Fine.
There wasn't anything to not
You can't
enjoy
screw up breakfast,
it.
Too. And, like, it's pretty hard to screw
right.
up breakfast.
It was open when I wanted to go there,
All right,
which is
that's
good.
Hey,
I mean, no, that's
for downtown Denver,
right,
Fresno.
That's a bonus, right? I mean,
you
it was
were open when you wanted to be
Saturday morning
solid.
Or whatever day
hey,
it was.
Hey, Saturday? There
I believe
Saturday?
It was
nice.
A Saturday morning. It might have been a Sunday. Either way, whatever. It was when at the time that I wanted to go there, it was open. It was nice.
Cool.
So, you know, and the it was generally fine, too,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything special.
It'll probably be cool when, once all those lofts open up
sure.
over there across from it,
yeah.
a little down.
The thing is, probably like a couple weeks later, I went to the train depot.
Mm-hmm.
And
where is a train depot?
Ashland and Cedar.
I always
Cedar
hear about it, but I've never. Oh, okay.
Cedar and Ashland.
And that old
yeah.
Save Mart shopping center there, back in there. I think.
Yes,
it's
on.
Back in
it's
the day,
on,
it was the Save Mart.
Yeah,
like before I can even remember.
But that place to me is like the quintessential Fresno breakfast place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's so good, and they do everything really well, and there's, you know.
Hmm.
And
I need
so
to go to there.
Compared to that, it's like,
right.
But, you know, I mean, it does have a lot. The Breakfast Hut
hey, it's,
has a lot
it's
going
downtown. For. It's just, you know, it's a breakfast.
Yeah.
It's you get some breakfast.
I really am. I am excited that it is there.
Yeah.
So.
I bet that. Is Cocky's still open?
Cocky's is still open, I
Isn't
believe.
Isn't it fun to say? No,
yeah.
not really.
You know, I went to, have been to Cocky's several, well, I've had
also down Venice for you non-downtown
I've
people.
Had different experiences for it. I mean, there was one time when we went in and sat around for like a long time and
nobody
no one
was
even
like
looked at us.
We were like, hey, we're not, we're only like two people in here.
Right.
I think maybe you could come
I mean,
over?
There were other people in there, but it was like no one was even looking at us. So we finally, I think, got up and left, which is fine. I mean, whatever.
It happens.
But the time before that we went, and I mean, it was really good. They make everything like, you know, it's not frozen, kind of whatever.
Right.
I mean, they make their stuff good. Their wings are really good.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would suggest if you're into that, you got to kind of know
Next
what you're...
jury duty, go over
yeah,
to Cocky's.
You kind of have to know what you're getting into because it is a weird kind of place,
right.
you know? I mean, it's
I
not like
it
a...
before, whatever it was before, I remember
yeah, smokehouse.
Going into Smokehouse, yeah.
It's definitely not the kind of place where you're going to go in and they're going to greet you at the door and say mm-hmm. like... Hey, take a seat. We'll be with you in a second.
You just
got to
go
over.
In there and
like,
hope
you just,
somebody sees
right,
you.
You just kind of have to go in and like, you know like what's going on and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, you know, the food is probably, I think, worth it. So, yeah, what else is happening? So we talked about the Fulton Mall.
Yeah.
Talked about, you know, we could talk a little bit more about the Fulton Mall. Because I think news came out this week that they're putting more lofts.
Oh.
In the Security Bank building.
Yay.
Yeah.
So the ones that have been there for a while are rented?
Who knows? I really don't know.
Let's just go for more.
And yeah, I think the gist of the story is that they're kind of
I went in,
for,
you know, I think we had like a, there was like a creative
Yeah, there was some
there.
Sort of, yeah.
And went in, those are really cool.
They're nice. I mean, the problem with them
I mean,
has always
overpriced,
been,
but
right. That's always been the trouble, and I think it's the trouble with everything downtown right now. In that, like, in order to make it worthwhile for
the owner,
they have to charge a certain price, and that price is not in line with other. Things that
the
you
downtown,
can, the, right,
the person that wants to live downtown,
right, the downtown
is not
market.
Ready to pay for that price, and the
for
person,
what it is,
yeah,
right.
and that owner is like, but this, you know, not thinking about the area it's in,
right.
just like well, this
worth.
Style, this is what it's worth. They're like, yeah, but you're downtown,
right. and that might be what it's worth. And believe me, if they had like a really badass loft in the Security Bank building that was affordable to me, in the same way that the place I'm living in now is affordable to me, even if it was a little bit more expensive, probably I would move. I would move in there.
Yeah,
like because I think it would be awesome to live in it. Gosh, you know.
Yeah, the one we when I toured is like you could see part of the Grizzly game from the your freaking loft.
So, you know, I think that kind of stuff is always it's a gamble, you know, because
you gotta have a bold renter,
right?
That has some money. It's right.
And I mean, I think they do exist, and obviously the guy is putting them in, so he must think that he can do it, you know. So we'll see. I can't remember. I don't remember if it was in the story, and I know someone was asking whether or not they would be like for sale, and I think that would change things too, you know. So if you actually could buy a part of, you could buy your. You know, loft in this building, I think that would be awesome. So,
yeah.
So well, that's happening.
And then it's an actual investment.
Yeah. Do we want to jump?
Yeah, let's do a music break.
You want to jump to the music break?
I think so. I think it's time.
Who are we? Who is the band of the episode?
Band of the episode. Long Black Veils.
The Long Black Veils.
They've been around a little bit.
Yeah.
Doing their thing.
They have a wonderful name. No, I mean, I really, you know, there's a song by Johnny Cash, Mr. Johnny. Well, that's the version I know. Maybe someone else does it, but called Long Black Veils, and it's a great song.
Oh, I wonder if that's where they got their name because they're kind of there's some Johnny Cash in their music.
Yeah, they have a little
sure.
bit of. So let's do we have a clip?
I think we do.
Let's play that. Selma.
Ooh.
Which really, I guess I shouldn't like the fact that they're from Selma.
Oh, it's Kingsburg?
I'm from
rival
Kingsburg,
Selmer?
Right? And it's,
Selmer?
We're rivals. So I shouldn't like that. But I do. I like it.
It's all right. Yeah. Well, but Like, it's like a brother-sister rivalry.
Right, right.
Like, if you guys are both in Fresno,
right,
and, like, some Fresnan goes up and say, you, like, you're from Kingsburg, and you're talking to some Fresnan, some Fresnan's like, yeah, I hate someone, what? Right. Just this little wannabe little town. You'd be like, dude.
F you, Fresno guy. You'd be
like, dude, someone's not that bad. Yeah. And then if somebody, if they're in town, and somebody's like, Kingsburg's not really a Swedish town.
Right.
Who are they trying to fool? They'd be like, no, dude, they got all kinds of cool Swede stuff.
Yeah, there's Swedish people everywhere. There's
freaking Swedes all over the freaking place.
Yeah.
Okay, you throw a stick, there's freaking 3 6-foot blonde girls walking around.
I don't think that's true. I'm pretty sure I would have seen that.
I'm pretty sure I remember that.
The long black veils.com.
The long black veils.com. You hear some more of their stuff.
And something else that I think I like about them, and you were telling me, is they're podcasters.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Do we know what their podcast is called?
I don't have the exact information.
They do a podcast.
I haven't done one in quite a while.
Maybe they gave up. Maybe they're one of those people that we were talking about at the beginning.
Right. They pod faded, I think.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, well, I'm gonna find that before we're done. Okay. But yeah.
So,
Kingsburg,
a lot of
blonde Swedes.
Yeah,
there. I did. I think I've told you this story before, though. I briefly dated a actual Swedish girl
from.
It was a nanny. Like they, I guess they advertise. There's some sort of nanny exchange, and like we advertise to Sweden.
Uh-huh.
For nannies,
uh-huh.
And they come over to Fresno
children.
And nanny, and they get room and board for free, but they just have to nanny.
Right.
And there's like a group of them, because I'm the one girl I dated for a while, that she had friends that were all from Sweden, and there was like
get
this group of them.
Out of here.
Huh. I don't know if this exists still today.
Right.
You know, folks, you know, guys that have kids, I don't know.
Right.
Look into it, maybe.
Look into
it. I'm pretty sure I couldn't get away with it, but, you know, look into it. But so she took the group of her friends one day because Kingsburg's got this.
Oh,
there's
right.
a Swedish
yes,
vibe
thing,
there,
yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna go to Kingsburg." And
did she have an accent?
Oh,
and
yeah, full
okay.
on.
Uh-huh.
But English is their second language, and
sure,
they all
sure.
know English there
right.
in Sweden.
Right.
And but she, yeah, we're gonna go to Kingsburg and we're gonna find it and we're gonna check it out. The Swede that we hear that it's a Swedish town, and I was like, I don't know if you guys are going to think it's so Swedish. I'm like, oh, we'll go for another day. We'll go. And then they came back and I was like, oh, yeah. How'd you think? No, there's no Swedish stuff. There's no Swedish.
And I know they have like a one of them horses downtown, one of them dollar horses. That's about that.
Yeah.
Some place with Swedish pancakes or something.
Yeah, there's some.
They got
you know, like downtown Clovis has the Western
yeah.
vibe of
yeah.
the buildings.
Sure.
There's the Swedish Nordic vibe of the
right.
buildings in Kingsbury.
I've never been to Sweden. Is that really what the buildings look like? I mean,
yeah, every single one of them.
I sort of doubt it. See what we get off on tangents here on
tangent.
Let's see, what else?
It's the Rhythm Section podcast.
Okay, Rhythm. There you go, Rhythm Section. So check that out. Music is a music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of talk about, but they haven't podcasted since April 25th.
Well, guys, if you're listening, if you're listening, and I know you are because you've Googled the name of your band.
You've tweeted us.
And it comes up that you're in our podcast, right? Because I know that's what people do.
I used to do that.
Yeah. Get back to it. Podcast, yeah, podcast again.
Yeah.
If you need a band to come on, I know a few. So there.
It will go back.
All right. I think maybe, what, one or two more things to talk about. There's something.
We got, what about this? Oh, did you see Jerry Dyer and his ALS bucket challenge?
Yes. So the ice bucket challenge, which, so someone smarter than me said something about, tweeted out that, like, you know, this isn't really like a challenge. A real challenge would be like punch in the face challenge.
This is what, like, yeah.
You know, like, you can either let me punch you in the face as hard as you, or donate money to charity.
That's a challenge.
That, to me, is a challenge.
That's a challenge.
And I kind of want to do it. I kind of want to see.
That is, like, let's start stepping it up.
Right. I want to see if I could, would let someone punch me in the face.
For cash.
Or other, or otherwise donate. Or charity cash. Yeah.
See, like.
Pouring a bucket of water. Get out of here.
The whole general idea that ALS has gotten a crap ton of money from this.
Sure.
And it's a genius idea because of it.
Yeah.
It is one of the most viral things I've ever seen.
Right.
So this is awesome. Lou Gehrig's disease. Go donate money.
Right.
It's a serious thing. Yeah. Donate money. But there's also the douchebaggery of it is annoying.
Right.
Like, you know, like, half the people aren't, you know, they're not donating.
Right.
And it is. And this is why it's been annoying to me is it is the single most easiest thing
it's not
you can do and still be doing something.
Right.
So you're technically, yes, you're still doing something, but is the closest thing to not doing something ever. And like, it's 2 seconds of ice bucket. You're like, oh my God, look what I did. Like, I'm accepting your challenge. Ice bucket. Psh. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Don't like football coaches do that every fucking year? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They got
they get like Gatorade on their, like,
all the time.
Get out of here.
But it's just like,
it's just so
it's
stupid.
Like good and annoying all at once.
If the challenge was to jump into a bucket of ice water, like a like one of those 5 gallon drums of ice water, mm-hmm. and submerge yourself for like 3 hours.
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge that I think
is a challenge
that would be worth it. You know, a piece of dry ice, just put your hand on it.
That's would be, more of a challenge.
Right, that would be a challenge. Like something. This to me seems real stupid.
Yeah. It's
anyway.
Good result. Same.
Yeah.
But there are other ALS charities that, because I think this ice bucket thing, it's only a percentage going to ALS.
Okay.
There are other charities, like there's a beer one, like beers for ALS, that goes to like 100%.
Oh, wow.
Your donation goes.
Well, there you go.
Just look for better ways. Yeah, just drink.
You're like,
that's the challenge. Drink. I drink.
I got the six pack challenge.
I only gotta give him $25.
I got the six pack challenge. I'm challenging you now.
So Dyer does it, and I didn't
so Jerry
look.
Dyer,
I see the picture of Jerry Dyer
of the video.
Jerry Dyer ice bucket challenge. So you're like, I should look at this,
right?
But I couldn't.
Okay, hold on. In the picture, he's in front of a some sort of armored vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
He's in
some
his
tough police vehicle.
He's
bro.
In his uniform.
Right.
Okay. Go on.
But then
the picture
I see is he's shirtless and he looks all big and buff,
right?
Which is uncomfortable because I don't want to see my police chief shirtless for one,
right?
And then he's old, but then he's all big,
right?
And that's uncomfortable. I don't like seeing old people all big.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable with me again. And then he's got his chrome dome. It just looks weird. It looks weird. So I couldn't watch the video. I've not watched the video. I don't know what happens. He may die. The ice may kill him. I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. It's uncomfortable.
Okay. Someone said, one of the news reports I heard, because it was all over the news, said that Chief Dyer goes all Putin. And,
he pooped during the ice challenge?
Putin.
Oh, I'm not going to watch it.
You know how
Putin. There's that famous Putin.
He's
on shirtless
off.
Horseback riding.
Right. And so this is. I just. That's what I don't understand. And I don't know because I didn't watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel
I
like.
Can't do it.
I didn't feel like I needed to. But so
I know I know how it ends.
I don't know if
an ice bucket goes over his head.
So he had his shirt on at some point. And I don't know if he took it off.
I wonder, like, yeah, that's what I wonder. If he was like,
before the water.
Was it his decision?
Right.
Was it like, all right, we're going to throw an ice bucket on the chief. That's going to be great. And the chief's like, you know what? I'm going to step it up. I'm going to take my shirt off. And everyone's like, oh, well, I guess. All right. Yeah, that's going to be like more cold, right?
No one's going to.
I'm like, well, I guess. Yeah, that's tougher, right? Okay.
No one's going to stop him.
No, like, I love this guy. Like, you know, Chief, don't do it.
No one's going
to
be like,
no one wants to see with your shirt off, Chief.
Sir,
oh, come on. Chicks want to see that, right? There's a lot of chicks here. They're going to dig that, but it's still family friendly because it's just my shirt.
Here's the truth about it, though. I mean, dude looked good. I mean,
Hey.
He looked buff.
Not for me. Yeah. Nobody wants to see me with my shirt on. I'm sure he impressed some ladies.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard because, you know, he was challenged by several people, including like the police chief of Philadelphia podunk. Or something. Who screw was like, you know, I challenge all the major police chiefs to blah blah blah.
He not even thinking of Chief Dyer. Right. Chief Dyer's like, he just challenged me. I think he was just genuinely talking about police chiefs. No, that motherfucker just challenged me. I'm doing it with my shirt off. Anyway. I don't think he said anything about your shirt off, Chief. Oh, no. He meant shirt off. I could tell. We're between the lines.
Right. You know, I do have to give it to him that, like, he does seem like he's generally, like, a good sport about things, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's lots of police chiefs that are like, I'm not going to do that. That's weird.
This so. Normal police chiefs.
Right. And our police chief is like, let's do it.
Let's get to it.
Here's a question. Fresno, who in Fresno would you like to see take the ice bucket challenge?
Okay. This is not an official challenge.
Okay, right.
That's just a chain letter is all that is. Right. This is not official.
This is not official,
but if you're listening,
right.
I'm not challenging you.
Right.
I would like to see what Mike Oz would do.
Okay.
He might do something creative.
I think so.
So I would like to see... I want to see creativeness.
Right, okay.
I want to see Josh Teague.
Get the fucking...
No, I don't. But I do.
No. All right.
And then some hot Fresno chick.
I like how you're just generic about that. You're like, I don't know specifically who that might be.
Yeah, but just some I'm hot sure. random Fresno chick. Right.
I think that any of the KMJ DJs... Just
cause. Oh, they haven't? I'll bet they have.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I'll bet Ray Appleton is like, that's his wheelhouse.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to get attention. Oh, and it looks like I'm being good for charity.
You know, who I haven't seen that hasn't done it, or if they have, I don't know. Chuck Leonard, Swear it seems Bear? Like.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Leonard, that is.
He would have jumped on that.
So Chuck Leonard.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm surprised Chuck Leonard didn't think of that.
I'm surprised it's not his thing.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't start with Chuck Leonard. He's probably done it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to look those up and get back to you. But you can find the...
Yeah, I haven't seen really any outside of Chief Dyer.
Yeah, like he's
some
the big
sort
one.
Of major Fresno
I think
person
the,
doing it.
A couple of
Henry
city,
Eller, have you done it? No?
A couple of city council members, I think, did it.
Ah, nobody wants to see
and,
that.
And I think the Fresno Unified...
I want to see Kopi.
That'd be a good one, yeah.
Kopi. Let's see Kopi do it.
Yeah, on air.
On air, Kopi, in the morning. Great day!
Right. That'd be a great one. Okay, so is that
that's,
it?
That's enough or Fresno, is that, dude. Come on,
man. Do you have more...
Nah, dude.
There's nothing else?
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Okay.
What more do you want from us?
I don't know.
We don't have any water. We got to shut this podcast down.
Right, before we run out of water.
We're not going to have any water. Shut it down,
which is what we'll do.
Yeah. Because, we're like the top 10 drought cities.
I know. Right. I thought you were going to say top 10 drought podcast.
Yeah,
like,
top 10 drought podcast.
How do they even rank that?
How did they know?
All right,
because,
so,
you know what, though? About the drought?
Yes.
We give a lot of our water to San Francisco.
This is what we were talking
about
regional, before, right.
Our regional water goes to San Francisco and L.A., lot of it.
Did we talk about this
We need to, like, we're going to have to get all, like, if we're at here next year.
Right.
We're going to have to get all, like, shut them out and, like, no, this is our water now.
Yeah.
You guys deal with your shit.
Yeah. L.A.?
We're going to have to get, like, you know, guerrilla tactic.
I think we need to.
Water.
I'll take your water. I don't care.
Like, hey, we live here at the base of the Sierras. We got plenty of water.
Right.
If we don't give you guys water,
we're fine.
We're, like, we have no issues.
So that...
But we give you water.
I heard this on the radio today. Dasani.
Mm-hmm.
Bottling company. They get they're from in Downey, California, down in LA.
Yeah, it's an LA suburb.
They get their water, the municipal tap water. It's tap water.
What
that they get from
us, the Millerton.
So
that Frank Kern Canal like goes down there. So don't
buy bottled water.
Oh, okay.
Beer instead.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, but just buy the beer.
All right, so let's just jump straight to it and do our plugs.
Yeah, plug
it up. Go ahead.
Plug.
We'll have you.
Coming really soon.
Okay.
Fuse Fest
2014.
Fusefest.com.
It's
going to be different.
It's going to be something.
There's always different.
Yeah.
Always different venues.
That's the one thing you can
some different
trust.
Bands, yeah. Some same bands, some friend, some old friends,
some new friends.
Your point is, you're going to be downtown Fresno, you're going to be hearing local music.
Will we be talking about that before it happens?
For reals. I think the next couple... Right, we got a couple more flowings before Fuse Fest. It's just going to be all Fuse Fest talk.
Get ready. Get ready for it.
Get ready.
You'll love it.
Less Foot Mall, all Fuse Fest, even though Foot Mall is involved with Fuse Fest.
Okay, anything else?
FuseFest.com, September 26th and the 27th, good. Downtown Fresno Local Music Festival.
There you go.
And then, of course, the Dorktown Network.
Dorktown podcast.
Right. Including Dorktown.
Flowing with Famous.
Get off my podcast.
Which is a Harrison Ford podcast.
All Harrison Ford, dude.
Okay.
And the perfect pour. Craft beer. Weekly craft beer podcast.
That is beautiful.
Fresno's own craft beer podcast.
And how's it going?
Good, nicely.
What did you drink this week?
Oh, we had, beer geeks would know this. And actually, this is a regional beer.
Okay.
There's a regional beer that is like a top five IPA nationally.
Okay.
Like huge. It's a Citra from Kern River.
Okay.
Which is in the mountains east of Bakersfield.
Okay.
Kern River Brewing.
Uh-huh.
They make the Citra IPA. Mm-hmm. That is just, they do it like once a year and you have to win this lottery to even buy the beer.
Get out of here.
But this year, they're going to the GABF. Which is the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, which is it's Comic-Con for beer.
Okay.
And
Beer-a-con.
And so they're making this, they're making this Citra for that specific event because everyone brings their full on A game to that event.
Okay.
And this is Kern River's full on A game. But they made so much that they had extra they could sell.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't. They just randomly, like a couple of days ago, just said, oh, hey, like they leaked word to like they had like four places in Bakersfield that they give it to.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their brewery and then they have about four places in Bakersfield they give it to. And they kind of leaked it to a few people like, you're probably going to want to be in Bakersfield tomorrow. Like Kern River is like telling these few people, like, hey, be in Bakersfield tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what? We're just telling you, be in Bakersfield tomorrow. You know what we mean. And they're like, yeah, we know what you mean. So they released this Citra to like their places that they released their beer to. And the beer geeks got wind and started following their distributor guy around to all the stores.
They really like literally. Okay.
Uh-huh. And not like a huge group, but a group of people were following their guy.
Even
and so every stop he went,
really, uh-huh.
they would buy whatever the store owner would let them buy, like how much the store owner would let them buy. So it's this coveted of a beer.
Uh-huh.
So Stuart from Tioga Sequoia was one of those people that was following it around.
Uh-huh.
So we got a few bottles. He brought it to the Perfect Bar. Got to drink it. This was a beer that I've been for 2 years going, somebody get me a Citra.
Okay.
Stuart came through
and
brought the Citra. Oh, it is amazing. IPA.
Where does it rank with like...
It's there with Pliny.
It's with Pliny. Okay, so I'm at Strummer's the other night. We're playing a show. And one of the guys who works there, I assume he works there, goes behind the bar and he comes out and he's carrying a Pliny.
What?
And I'm like, what is going on in this place?
Carrying a Pliny.
Just carrying it around.
Just carrying it around. Like, look at that guy.
He wasn't like being all like
flashy about it.
No, he was kind of maybe even.
They're like, this is an everyday thing for me.
Maybe even keeping it like kind of hidden.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
But I noticed.
Right.
And I was like,
you
like
know that logo.
That guy has a Pliny. What the fuck is going on?
Hey, man, did you come up to him and say, hey, bro?
No, I should have.
What's your story?
Like, hey, bro, you want to share something? Anyway.
It's a coveted beer for you people. Yeah.
So there it is. For me.
Yeah, man.
I'll plug the Fuse Fest as well because I, you know, yeah. It's something that I believe
in. We organize it.
So that's happening.
You're a co-creator, so. Hey.
Co-creator, that's what they say. The Fresno Bee and Fresno Beehive, that's my day job, so you can follow me there. I talk about a lot of the stuff that I talk about here on the show, and sometimes not so much. I'm the music writer there, so if you want to know about what's happening musically in your city, you know, every week I have my Band Geek post that I stole from you.
Hmm.
And where I just list every single music thing I can find. And
so, meaning I put it on the corner and said, free to good home.
Right, right.
And you said, I will take
I'll take this. And I have regretted it every day.
I was like, sucker!
But really, I mean, I feel bad saying this, but I really feel like it might be a little bit underappreciated.
It is.
Because it really does list... almost, I mean, as many of the concerts and shows that I can find in town are listed there. So if you ever want to know what's happening on any given week. Now, the drawback is it just goes from Thursday to Thursday, right? So or Thursday to Wednesday. So it is kind of limited. I'm not going a month out or 2 months out. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, you are on Wednesday and you're wondering, like, what's happening over the weekend or into next week, there it is. So I'll plug that. And then my band, It'll Grow Back, will be playing Fuse Fest. And,
Fuse Fest.
You know, we got some stuff. We got some new tracks, that were new songs, rather, that we're working on. And I think we're going to debut them at Fuse Fest. We're going to try to get, like, not a whole new set, but a new, you know, we'll have probably five or six
nice. New little songs. Special set for Fuse Fest.
Yeah, and maybe a new cover or something that we'll play. So we always, well, I always try to get something new for Fuse for the fans.
What the fight?
We don't really have.
It'll
fans.
Go backers. The backers.
The back. Our back. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there it is. That's you know, if you go to Facebook, It'll Grow Back, or just Google it, you'll
it'll
find
grow
us.
Backs.
It'll grow back. Or It'll Grow Backs on Twitter. Yeah.
So,
and I'm on Twitter and Instagram and all that. And
At the Fresnan.
At the Fresnan.
And then
at Flowing with Pod.
Flowing with Pod.
If you're interested in the podcast, so there it is. And we are on Stitcher
and iTunes.
iTunes.
Or you can just stream it on the site, in the Podbean site.
There you go. So
yeah, and give us a little review if you're bored.
Please
someday.
Do, unless you're gonna say something crappy
unless
about
you hate us.
Us. Although you know what, no, go ahead and do that. Who
just
cares?
Give us, still give us the 5-star,
right?
But then you can go ahead and lash
say
out
whatever
in
you
the
want.
Comments,
right? About
but
how
the 5 stars,
our voices are annoying or good. Whatever.
Oh yeah.
Well, sometimes that's I good. Do like my voice gets kind of high. I noticed today.
I don't know.
And so anyway, I think that's it.
Yeah.
So we'll just call it quits Fresno. For the night, and we'll see you guys next time.
Just enjoy your Fresno, everyone, and be good out there.
Be good. stay classy.
Stay classy.
Oh, here's... so this, there's
it's
going to so,
start cooling off.
So there's so much to talk about because...
Don't worry about.
Before October's we go, so awesome you can cut this. I don't really care.
I'm
but,
not going to cut anything.
Tyga Sokoya has these new shirts. DTF.
Yeah. DTF.
DTF.
Downtown.
Downtown.
Fresno. People.
Fresno. Anyway.
Is that okay?
We'll
do you have a problem with those shirts?
I think it's great.
I saw Mike Oz had a little Twitter debate about the shirts.
About
somebody was like, come
it
on.
Being classy.
Like, that's not classy.
Who knows?
Know. If you. It's a nice. It's a fun one off.
It's a good.
It's a fun one off.
Play on an Urban Dictionary word.
Right.
Look it up. In the meantime, 5, 4, 3, 2...